Zombie Bigfoot, written by Nick Sullivan, narrated by Nick Sullivan, produced by Nick Sullivan and Wild Yonder Press. Chapter 20. And the good news on that front is that the astronauts' families have finally agreed to our counter-settlement. Bill Singleton looked up from his digital tablet at Carson. The dapper little man had exchanged his immaculate suit for a pair of chinos and an expensive dress shirt. At least he's rolled the sleeves up, Carson thought. Excellent. I was hoping that the whole debacle would just go away. Carson paused before sighing and asking, "Where is the spacecraft now?" Singleton tapped the screen a couple times. "Just over 2 million miles from Venus. The craft is not expected to enter the planet's gravity well, and the sun will not be in its trajectory."
"Deep space, then?"
"Yes, sir." Carson spun his forefinger, signaling Singleton to continue with the list. "Item 3, the Mosquito Eradication Project. Additional mutations have occurred, and..."
"Skip that item."
"Yes, sir. Item 4, the pre-orders for the new Maiden tablets have exceeded expectations. However, the engineers still haven't quite figured out a few bugs with a photovoltaic charging case."
"Damn it, that solar charger cover is the whole draw for the thing. Without that, it's pretty much the same as the last bright pad."
He gestured at the tablet in Singleton's hands.
"Is that the prototype I gave you?"
"No, sir. This is the previous model."
"Why the hell are you using that? Where's the newest demo model?"
"It spontaneously combusted, sir." Carson stood up and paced. "Fire the head engineer and promote whoever seems the least incompetent.
Is there an item 5?
"Yes, sir. The publisher for your latest autobiography would like you to come to New York to record the audiobook."
"Oh, dear God, I don't want to do that."
"Sir, they were quite adamant that titles sell better when the author does the narration."
"I don't care. I don't want to sit in an airless booth for 4 days hoping my stomach doesn't rumble. Get some celebrity to do it. Billy Bob Thornton, he's good. Ooh, or that guy that played that cranky doctor, House. I like his voice. Get House to do it."
"Hugh Laurie is British, sir."
"So? Have him talk like House."
"I'll see what I can do. Oh, and you asked me to look into the civilian activity to the west?"
"Yes, what the hell? I thought we had this whole forest to ourselves. And then that audio engineer tells me there are several groups traipsing about."
"Yes, sir. I've determined that the Park Service opened up a new series of trails just last week. It was buried on a website, and I'm afraid we missed it."
"Well, make sure you let the men know. Last thing I need is some trigger-happy mercenary trank-darting a Cub Scout."
Just then a ruined voice crackled from the front of the tent.
"Mr. Carson, it's Brick."
"Come on back, Brick."
The tent flaps split apart as the colossal man pushed through into the main part of the tent. A woman in a tank top and camo pants entered with him, her bare arms and neck festooned with lurid tattoos. Each of them carried a duffel bag.
"Mr. Carson," Brick rumbled, "this is Katya Volkov. She's the expedition armorer. We've brought the capture gear you requested."
"Ah, good. Use the map table there. Bill, why don't you grab some dinner? Bring me back a wrap or something."
As Singleton bustled out of the tent, Brick and Katya plunked their duffels down on the long table and began extracting various items.
"You have collected all contraband weaponry? I know mercs love their toys."
"Yes, sir," Brick rumbled. "Most of the men had followed your instructions, so there wasn't much. One fella refused to give up his Tavor assault rifle, so I was forced to disassemble it with the help of his jaw."
"Is he hurt badly?"
Katya snickered knowingly, and Brick shrugged.
"They got soup in the mess tent. He'll be fine."
"There are only a couple shotguns and hunting rifles in camp in case of bears," Katya said. "Brick and I will carry sidearms, but only to use as a last resort."
"What about Jaeger? What is he using?"
Katya's eyes shone, and she practically salivated as she described the special tranquilizer rifle the Afrikaner had designed.
"It is a thing of beauty. He was supposed to be here for this briefing, but we couldn't find him."
"Fuck him," Brick growled.